South Africa one of the teams, you know, I think I'm really looking forward to seeing them play in the first game, to be honest, because they have such a good pick of players, you know, and I know there's a huge amount of players playing abroad, but still, I mean, it's the predominant sport there, and the Super 15 and the Currie Cup creates great players, and they play great rugby, but they've been very, very disappointing over the last 6-7 months, and it's just hard to know whether they've been holding something back for this competition. Wales, on the other hand, it's a huge competition for Warren Gatland. You know, he won a Grand Slam his first season there, but since then, you know, they've been pretty inconsistent, and, you know, he's making all the right noises about the preparations they've had. They've been to Spala in Poland, you know, for a couple of different camps. Similar build-up, actually, to what Ireland did in 2007. But Gatland's always been a big fan of there. He says the players have never been as fit. If what he says is correct, they are in the shape of their lives. And, you know, if South Africa are anyway, you know, confused or have an incoherent game plan, Wales possibly could cause an upset there. But, it would be hard to back them with any confidence.
And the 13-point margin, they've got within it the last three times they've met.
Yeah, again, I think they will stay within 13 points. You know, looking at the games this week, I personally would think that most of the teams with a start should cover the handicap.